Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 386 for Tuesday, May 10th. I'm Jade Marcus. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was $12.40 to $16.10 stronger on Tuesday, with the July contract at $532, following gains in Chicago Board of Trade soybeans after a United States Department of Agriculture supply and demand report. July and November futures hit new contract highs, which is technically supportive. An increased export business is further adding to canola prices. Dryness in northern and central parts of Alberta continues to underpin the market, but favorable conditions in Saskatchewan and Manitoba limited gains on Tuesday. The Canadian dollar was mostly unchanged against its U.S. counterpart at midday, which had little effect on canola. Increased farmer selling due to stronger prices also capped advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger. Soybeans were up by 25 to 57 cents, with the July contract up 57 at $10.84 per bushel. The USDA cut its soybean supply estimates, which caused fund buying to build on itself. The USDA lowered its outlook for 2015-16 U.S. soy ending stocks to 400 million bushels from previous estimates of 445 million and increased its outlook for exports by 35 million bushels. Argentina's production is expected to be reduced by 2.5 million tons as heavy rains have caused crop loss. Brazil's output was also trimmed by 1 million tons. Corn was up by 10 to 12 cents, with the July contract up 12 at $3.81 per bushel, also supported by USDA data. Corn ending stocks were revised downward as the anticipation for stronger exports advanced prices. Gains in crude oil were also bullish for corn prices as it makes blending above mandated amounts of ethanol more appealing to processors. But gains were limited by high global supplies. New crop ending stocks were pegged at 2.153 billion bushels. For wheat, prices were up 2 to 6 cents with the Chicago July contract at $4.62 per bushel, tracking gains in the nearby corn market. But estimates from the USDA limited gains on Tuesday. 2016-17 wheat supplies are expected to reach 1.029 billion bushels, compared with 978 million bushels the year prior. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 10th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.